This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. A few brief thoughts about the Haftarah of this week's Shabbos HaGadol. We lay in from the Navi Malachi, Va'arva Lashem Ben Chas Yehuda V'Yerushalayim. And the connection to Shabbos HaGadol is, of course, in the Haftarah, the Navi is Mavasar, the Basur of the Geula. And we say, Hine Anochi She'achachem Aseliu HaNavi, which is similar to the Geula Mitzrayim. And so we landed on Shabbos HaGadol. On Shabbos HaGadol, that's when we were primed to leave. And now we also read about the redemption. So I want to share with you a few thoughts from the Haftarah. We're going to read a pasuk in the Haftarah, Perak Gimel, pasuk Vav. Ki ani Hashem lo shanisi v'yatem b'nei Yaakov lo chilisem. Because I, Hashem, lo shanisi, I don't change. And you, B'nai Yaakov, you will not be destroyed. So what does that pasuk mean? I do not change, and therefore Klal Yisrael will not be destroyed. So the Chida, who wrote two commentaries on the Haftarah, he wrote something called Tzavarei Shalal, and he wrote a commentary called Nachal Soirek. He says what he calls Darach Halatza, that Chazal tell us the word Loi, when it's repeated, is a Shvuah. Loi is a Shvuah, like we find by Noach. Like we find, Kimei Noach Zoisli, Kei Nishbati. So Hashem said he will not bring the Mabul twice. And he refers to that in the Navi Yeshaya as a Shvuah. What was a Shvuah? God swore that he would never bring a Mabul. But he said twice he won't do it. Saying something twice is akin to a Shvuah. Likewise, it says, V'chasti me'itech lo yamush, u'bris shloimi lo samut. So it says loy twice. So this is a pshat like this. Ani Hashem loy shanisi. I, God, I said loy twice. Loy shanisi. I repeated loy, not loy shanisi, I don't change. Loy, the word loy, shanisi. I repeated it. And they're just like, now where did God repeat loy twice? He said, V'chasi me'itech loy amush, u'bris shloimi loy samut. So since he said loy twice, since Ani Hashem loy shanisi, since I, God, repeated loy twice, therefore, v'yatem b'nei Yaakov, loy chelisem. You, Klal Yisrael, cannot be destroyed. Because since I said loy twice, and that's like a shvuah, therefore, I'm bound by that. That's the meaning of the pasuk. Ki ani Hashem loy shanisi, and therefore, v'yatem b'nei Yaakov, loy chelisem. That's the chida in the Tzavarei Shalal. What does the chida say in Nachal Sorek? He says an amazing thing. Every nation in the world, when its ministering angel falls, the nation falls. But not Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael doesn't have a sar. Hashem, we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoydu v'yatzmai, and Hashem is chai v'kayam. Therefore, Klal Yisrael can never be destroyed. North Korea has a minister. So when the minister falls, so goes North Korea. All the nations of the world have a sar. They eventually fall, even Mitzrayim. V'hine Mitzrayim noiseach areihem. What does that mean, Mitzrayim was traveling after them? The Tsar of Mitzrayim was traveling after them. So therefore the pshat is like this. Ki ani Hashem lo yishanisi. Since Ribon Hashem doesn't change, and Hashem is always powerful, and His power is never diminished, therefore B'nei Yaakov lo yichilisem. Therefore Klal Yisrael will never be destroyed, because we're governed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we can say further. What's Midas Hadin? What's Hashem's name is Midas Hadin? Elohim. Elohim is Gematria what? 86. But what's the Gematria of Yudke Vavke? 26. Ani Hashem, on the other hand, is 87. So Midas Hadin is 86. Ani Hashem. What's Ani Hashem? Ani Hashem, 61 and 26, 87. So through the power of Ani Hashem, Hashem is able to overcome Midas Hadin. So this is what it means. Va'era el Avram el Yitzchak v'Yaakov b'kavod shel Hashem. Va'yomer elav ani Hashem. Ani Hashem is the midas harachamim. This is the pshat. V'zeh lecha ha'ois ki anochi shelachticha. This is the ois that I sent you. What's the ois? That I'm not going to deal with you as Elohim, but I'm going to deal with you as Ani Hashem. And that added ois, that added number of Ani Hashem over Elohim, is how I'm going to overcome Midas Hadin. That's why throughout the Nevi'im and throughout the Parshas of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Hashem consistently uses the Lashon of Ki Ani Hashem. So this is what the Ribbono Shel Olam says. Ki Ani Hashem Lo Yishanisi. The expression Ani Hashem that I said when I took you out of Mitzrayim, Loi Shanisi, I'm not changing it. I'm not moving away from it. I maintain that shita and that position and my attitude toward you, which is Ani Hashem, which is 87, one more than Midas Hadin. And therefore, V'yatem b'nei Yaakov Loi Chalisem. Therefore, I will not destroy you because I maintain this shita toward you of Ani Hashem, which is the ois, v'zelecha ha'ois, above and beyond Midas Hadin. Okay, Marv Rabbi said this Shabbos is called Shabbos Hagano. I'll tell you two pshatim, and then we'll add a third one relevant to the Haftorah, and then we'll let you go. Why is this week called Shabbos Hagano? I'll tell you a new pshat, two new pshatim. Number one, there's a pasuk in Tehillim, Hashem b'tzion gadol v'ramhu al kol ha'goyim. Hashem is great in Tzion and lofty above the goyim. What does it mean Hashem is gadol in Tzion and ram over the goyim? What's the difference between gadol and ram? You know what gadol is? Gadol is you're standing here on this world and you're big. Your power extends and expands. Ram is you're up there. You're high. To a yid, to Klal Yisrael in Tzion, Hashem gadol b'tzion. Hashem is gadol. Hashem is great. He goes everywhere. Even though the Israelis could only crash something into the moon, and you know, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. They're gonna have to spend a few more billion to get the landing right. But Hashem is God. Hashem is everywhere. But He's also ba'aretz. He's also ba'aretz. But what do the goyim say? Goyim say Hashem is ram. He's up there in the heavens. He's not interested in the mundane affairs of mankind. So to a yid, Hashem is gadol. For the goyim, v'ramhu ha'kal goyim, he's ram above. He's lofty, but he's not here in this world. And therefore, even Paroi said that. Paroi said, Hashem atzadik. I believe in Hashem. He's just not interested in the affairs of mankind. Hashem gave over the affairs of mankind to the sheep, to the seh. So what do we do in Shabbos Hagadol? We took the seh, and we slaughtered, we tied it to our doorpost, and the Mitzvahim said, what are you doing to our God? And we said, we're about to slaughter it, and they couldn't do anything. So what did that demonstrate? That demonstrated that Hashem is not just Ramu al Kogayim, but it demonstrated Hashem is Gadol. That's why the Shabbos is called Shabbos HaGadol. Hashem became Gadol. He was always Gadol to us, but to the whole world, Hashem became Gadol when we took the sheep and we tied it to the doorpost, and Hashem demonstrated His hashkacha, not only lamala, but lamata as well. That's in one pshat. Another pshat is Rashi's pshat. See, Rashi says pshat, Shabbos HaGadol. In the Sefer HaPardes, Rashi writes that why is Yom Kippur called Yom HaGadol? Such a long day. We say so many tefillahs and we sit in shul all day. It seems like the day's never going to end. Likewise, says Rashi, the rabbi speaks so long. It's such a long drasha. We don't even know what he's talking about. It seems like the day will never be over. And therefore, Rashi says that's why it's called Shabbos HaGadol. So you think, by the way, if you don't understand the drasha, that means it was a good drasha. If it was a good, if you understood it, wow, that was really wonderful. And time flew by. It's not a Shabbos HaGadol drasha. In fact, you know, one time, there's a guy in the shul who was involved in producing and making videos, so he went over to the rabbi. He said, you know, that Shabbos HaGadol drasha was an amazing drasha. You think maybe you could give me a soundbite in 5 minutes, say the drasha? So the rabbi got all excited. He thought the guy was going to produce the Shabbos HaGadol drasha. So the rabbi said, yeah, of course I think I could condense into 5 minutes. So why didn't you? So, anyway. But Anub Shad in the why is called Shabbos HaGadol. By the way, that wasn't in Rashi and Sefer HaPardes. That was just an added thing. Okay. So in the Sefer Mati Moshe, Ramay Shemas, the Talmud of the Marshal, he brings down a beautiful reason why it's called Shabbos HaGadol. And that's because the Haftorah. What do we say in the Haftorah? Hinei Anoichi Shaleach Lachem Es Eliyah Hanavi. It's after the Haftarah, it's a tefillah. We call it Shabbos HaGadol, meaning let that great day come. This explains why it's called Shabbos HaGadol, not Shabbos Gadol. Why isn't it Gadol? Because it's after the word in the Haftarah, Shabbos, okay, one more Pshat and Shabbos HaGadol. This time I'll really let you go. And that is, this pshat is said by the Bnei Yisachar and the Marsham and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and they all very much endorse and praise this pshat, that it's MS. And that is, very soon, we're going to have another Yom Tov, which is also called Shabbos. What Yom Tov is called Shabbos? Pesach is called Shabbos. Usfartem lachem mimachras HaShabbos. But the tzedakim don't believe it's called Shabbos. They say, you start counting the Sfira on a Sunday. But we say, no, we start counting the day after Pesach. Pesach is called Shabbos. To prove the tzedakim wrong, that Pesach could also be called Shabbos, the Shabbos before Pesach, what do we call it? Shabbos HaGadol, to indicate, and Pesach is Oichet Shabbos, also a Shabbos. This is Shabbos HaGadol. Shabbos Bereishis is not just Shabbos. Shabbos Bereishis is Shabbos HaGadol. And the Yom Tov coming up is Shabbos. Okay, Rabbi Isai, wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos HaGadol. By the way,
you've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.